I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
There's actually two good things from last night's loss to the Sixers. Of course, you being Twitter famous now. That's the big thing. But there's one other thing that was, at least in my opinion, pretty nice to see.
5.6 million views, by the way. 5.6 just since since we had that segment. That was, what, at 6:45? So that was less than 3 hours ago. There's been an additional 600,000 plus views.
Wow.
On this stupid tweet. It's not even, there's nothing really even special about it. I don't understand why this went viral.
It's anyway. The internet. Who the heck knows? But sure. The second thing was that the game obviously was on NBC. Of course, the NBA being back on NBC. And you know what that means is that player introductions are back. You know how they do it on Sunday Night Football where the player sits down and introduces themselves. We got our first taste at the Celtics starting five introducing themselves.
Peyton Pritchard, University of Oregon.
Derek White, the Colorado. Legend High School.
No.
Josh Minot, the Crib University.
Jalen Brown, Cal Berkeley.
Nemias Keta, Utah State University.
Okay, so it sounds like obviously a couple issues with that one. You want Derek White to say he's from Colorado.
Well, sure, that'd be nice. I know he played, I think he played like junior college before he transferred there or something. I forget where he was. He was somewhere before he went to Colorado. I'll look it up. I should know this off the top of my head. He's my favorite player.
Derek White, the Legend High School.
Legend High School? Parker?
And then, of course, you had Josh Minot following this one up.
Josh Minot, the Crib University.
I'm not sure exactly.
The Crib University?
Where is the Crib University?
Like he means like his house, like the Crib? Is that what he meant? I don't know. I'm not sure. I have no idea. Maybe that's, where did he go? Josh Minot went to, went to college in Memphis. Is Memphis called the Crib? How do you do, fellow kids? Is Memphis called the Crib? Sound like such a dork. But I don't know. I'm not sure what that means. I don't know. I do like, though, when people do other, like Otis Smith, very famously, instead of saying Otis Smith and wherever he went to college, where'd Otis Smith go to college? I don't even know. But that's not really the point. When Otis Smith would get introduced, he went to Missouri. Instead of saying Otis Smith, Missouri, he said O-T-I-S. And that's it. That's all he said. And that was the coolest thing of all time.
Is that your favorite one? Because a lot of guys have done a bunch of different things.
Best one by far, I would say. O-T-I-S is by far the best one of those that's ever been or ever will be. What's your favorite?
I like Jared Smith or Jared Allen shouting out his preschool.
Preschool, okay.
I think it was when he was with the Chiefs and he was like, Jared Allen, Joshua Burns preschool. Or he maybe was like, he had a bunch of different iterations throughout his career. I think another one he was like, homeschool. Thanks, Mom.
Homeschool. That's a tough one. Maybe that's what the Crib University is. Josh Minot, homeschooled, Crib University. That's what that sounds like, right? Josh Minot homeschooled. It says he went to college, so I guess not, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know these things. Played basketball for St. Andrew's School in Boca Raton, Florida. So no, it wasn't homeschooled. Doesn't sound like. Maybe like elementary school he was homeschooled. Then he went to high school to play ball. It could be something like that. I don't know.
Or the one that Jared Allen did a lot was a Culinary Academy.
Okay.
That's what
I don't care enough about Jared Allen to care about that. But yes. So there you go. All right. Shout out to Colorado would be nice, Derek White. But also, last time he was in Colorado, didn't he get in a fight? Wasn't he at like a Colorado CSU game and some guy punched him or something? Maybe he doesn't have great feelings about Colorado right now. That could be. Although he did shout out his Colorado high school. Anyway, how about some love for the Buffs there, man? You know, we could use it right now. It's been a tough year. What else we got?
This actually came across my feed a little bit. The Cleveland Browns obviously still have a season, and they're hosting the Ravens. I saw that tickets in Cleveland were only going for $6. to that game. You got Lamar Jackson.
That much, huh?
You got Lamar Jackson and the Ravens coming in, so you think that would provide some appeal. But no, $6. So this leads me to my question for you is, what is the cheapest you've ever spent on a ticket to go to a game outside of, you know, if it was something for here at EI where you got to go for free?
So
where you actually had to spend money.
Yeah, what's the cheapest? I understand. When I was in college, I went to college out in Colorado. I went to CU Boulder. And you could go to Rockies games and sit in the rock pile, which was what they called the center field bleachers, not the rock pile from Trailer Park Boys with J-Rock in the rock pile. Hard as you know what. No, this was the center field bleachers at Coors Field. At the time when I was out there, cost $4. $4 a seat, which was just in my budget. Just like right there. And it didn't matter who they were playing. They were playing the Yankees. They were playing the Red Sox. They were playing the Dodgers. They were playing Barry Bonds and the Giants. It didn't matter. You could, if you got there in time, you could sit in the rock pile for $4. I don't know what it costs now. It's probably up to like 10, you know, inflation. But in the 2000s, you could sit in the rock pile at Coors Field, which I would go to, you know. I mean, it was the Rockies. The Rockies did have a couple of decent years there with Matt Holliday and Troy Tulowitzki, and Ubaldo Jimenez was pitching out there for a while. Like, he was pretty good. So there were guys that you'd want to go and see. Trevor Story was out there for a while. I don't know. I might have missed him. But there was guys. There was players. And you'd go and see whenever anybody else came into town, and that usually would be what populated the park, because usually the Rockies were garbage. And then I got to see the Red Sox beat the Rockies in the World Series, that crazy series that they had against the Padres. I think there was like an 18-inning game or something, and they beat the Padres and advanced to the World Series, and then the Red Sox beat them, and I got to watch it out there. It was great. But I did not get paid $4 to go to the World Series. That would have been cool. But no, I had to pay considerably more than that. And my friend and I, we almost got in the fight before they even sang the national anthem. It was with other people, not with each other. We almost got into a fight with these guys from Wyoming, but that's another story for another time. Anyway, that's the cheapest where I've actually paid money. That's the cheapest, $4 for the rock pile.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We do have to do a little bit of a reflection here and say RIP to the penny. Because according to the U.S. Mint, after 232 years, they have made the last penny ever. I don't know what to say. It's very sad. A cultural staple, Lincoln, on that tiny little coin that's in the change that you always get and you always throw away.
I'm not sad about this at all. I don't care that they're going to stop making pennies. Who cares? What's sad about this is that there's like a cost concern. They're like, I don't know if we can afford to keep making these pennies. It's like, oh, what now? We can't afford to make any more pennies? Is that what you're telling me? That's good. Oh, that must mean good things for the U.S. economy. Money's tight right now. How tight is it? Well, we got to stop making pennies. Oh, great. Great. That sounds like good news, doesn't it? The last coin to be discontinued was the half dollar. That was in 1857. Should bring back the half dollar, right? Make us all feel a little bit better. You know, we got these big-ass half dollars, the big JFK half dollars. You know, these big fat coins carrying them around. You know, make you feel like a big shot. Stand on the corner flipping one up in the air. You know, it's a good flip coin. You know, like some dirtbag standing there in the corner. Just, got a little toothpick flipping the coin up and down. It costs nearly 4 cents per penny to make a penny. Billions of pennies are in circulation, but in the 21st century, they are just deemed as unessential for financial transactions. And nothing really highlights that point more than that little tray of pennies that you have at every store. You know, it's right there. The pennies are there. Anyone can just have them. You're supposed to make exact change with them. Well, I only got this and it costs this. All right, well, just take a penny and you can give it to me and that'll be the thing. Well, you have a penny, I'll have a penny. The nickel's probably next. The dime after that. half the places you go don't even take cash anymore. You know, everybody's into crypto. Like, I'm not. I don't care about this. If pennies start being like, if they start becoming valuable, cool. But there's billions of pennies out there. Unless you got like a real specific one, and there's some pennies that are worth money. My grandpa used to collect coins, and he had a couple of cool pennies. But like, whatever. There's enough pennies out there. We're not going to miss them. I do think it sucks, though, that it's now we've been priced out of making more pennies. That, I think, is more of an issue than the fact that we're not actually making any more pennies. The fact that it's too expensive. And as a nation, we're feeling the squeeze. That, I think, is more of a problem.
It's time to go behind the glass for The Producer's Point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
So I've been given the moniker of wet blanket for a couple of my takes these past couple of weeks, specifically with the Bruins, where I said do not have any expectations for them. Well, I'm actually going to talk specifically about the Bruins because I can't argue with how well they're playing, seven straight. But I want to go back to something Bridget said in the conversation. She said that the rotation between Corpusalo and Swayman has really been beneficial to them. But here's my issue. We're just going to have another issue with Linus Allmark and Jeremy Swayman during that playoff run when they were splitting time. Because if you're splitting time between Swayman and Corpusalo, you get to that game one. Sure, Swayman might be your game one goaltender, but are you then going to make the switch and put Corpusalo in there for game two after you've potentially won the game confidently? So again, I just stress it. A goalie rotation will not work for this team. I don't care how well Swayman will play, Corpusalo will play. Jeremy Swayman needs to find a stretch of games. It might not happen soon. It might have to be in the second half of the season or whatever. But Jeremy Swayman needs to do more to establish himself as the number one goaltender so we don't have to go to these constant rotations between him and Corpusalo. That's all I got for it.
All right. There you go. It's Joe Braverman with The Producer's Point.